Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And with that, Chris Mueller, I win the debate against you in Sidney Crosby's future.
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I do.
Interesting.
That is why you don't trade him, my friend.
Because
right there.
He scored a goal that temporarily put them ahead
because
in the playoff
chase. Because of the record and things like that, you don't want to watch Sidney Crosby have death-defying, spectacular goals, break the defenseman, his ankles, and one mixtape style on the ice last night. Mm-hmm. You don't want that to happen in a Winnipeg Jets uniform or Seattle Kraken or Florida Panthers. So that's why you don't blow it up. I'd much rather, on a night-in and night-out basis, watch Sidney Crosby on a team that's on the playoff bubble, even if it's for the next 10 years, then watch him have incredible acts of hockey talent on another team. I just don't want to do that. And we would have been cheated out of that, Malzi. If you get your wish in the offseason, you explore the trade of him, he could be making those plays for another team next year.
What
I don't
if
want
he
that.
Asks for you
and
to explore
fans
it?
Don't want that either.
What if he asks for you to explore it? Shouldn't
you,
you
go
try
back to Sidney Crosby?
Shouldn't you do right
you say,
by a man who's given you so much joy if you're going to give him nothing in return?
You go back to Sidney Crosby and you say, Sid, I understand that you're upset or disappointed right now with what's happened. What do we have to do to make things right?
Fire Ron Hextall, fire Brian Burke, find new ownership that actually cares about the team.
But if they
make
fire
me a
those,
roster that doesn't suck.
If they fire those two guys, it'll be proof that they are trying to move in the right direction.
Reshape the entire bottom six of my roster.
Yes. Amen to that, brother.
Well, cool. You can't just like snap your fingers and do that, or presumably they would have tried already.
You really think Sidney Crosby is going to go to ownership with a list of things that he doesn't like about the Penguins franchise?
I think he's like treated as almost a monolith who will never ever be unhappy here, and I think that's wrong. I think Sidney Crosby's competitive, and that if he senses this thing is going really sideways, he's not going to necessarily want to be part of it just because he's such a great guy. And I wouldn't begrudge him that. It's not his fault things are going semi-sideways. Far from it, actually. So you didn't win any debate.
Yes, I did, because they're still in it. They're in the playoffs right now.
Until the Panthers play their next game, at which point they might be out of the playoffs.
Maybe.
Yeah. So you were just standing on the firmest
yes,
bedrock
I am.
Ground
the,
in this
The
debate.
Bottom has not fallen out here yet, where they're the Chicago Blackhawks, and they're a team of has-beens.
Wouldn't you rather the bottom fall out, because then you've got a better chance at your next generational golden goose?
Okay, so now you've got me on another topic then. So is that your way of saying Chris Mueller thinks it's actually in the long run better if the Penguins miss the playoffs this year?
Not this year, because the bottom won't have fallen out enough for them to have a realistic chance at Bedard.
Yeah, but how about if you miss the playoffs, maybe it triggers moves. It's proof
I mean,
that they're...
I think that
if they miss
the playoffs, it would trigger something only if you had ownership that actually was doing anything but putting the car on autopilot or the plane on autopilot and letting it fly itself.
Yeah, but if they make the playoffs, it might make Sidney Crosby think, you know what? Hey, we're still good enough to make the playoffs. I got us in. Take our chances once we're there. Tyler Kennedy tells us yesterday he thinks they can shock people if they can get in and beat teams like the Bruins.
Did you see he took a small victory lap about that on Twitter?
Did he?
Yeah. He was like, what did I say yesterday?
See,
Jay Caulfield liked his tweet.
So he's celebrating 5-2 last night too. So not only are
so
you
is
trying...
Caulfield.
Okay, so not only are you trying to put me down for saying this helped me win the argument, now you're going after Jay Caulfield and Tyler Kennedy, too. You think you're on firm ground with that? I'd like you to call up Jay Caulfield and say it to the man's face.
What would he do?
He's a very...
What would he do? Say, because of your opinion on Sidney Crosby, I'm going to take my very large hand and cave your face in?
I know he could, but he's a gentle
giant.
He's a gentleman.
Jay, respectfully, I think the franchise, if its greatest player since Mario Lemieux were unhappy about its direction, respectfully, I think they should look to facilitate a trade if that's what he wants. And then he would come back and he'd say, see this finger, see this thumb, see this fist, you'd better run, pal? That's what he would say? Come on now. He wouldn't say that. That was something my grandma used to say to me. I honestly believe that if they start languishing, if they don't make it this year, if they don't make the changes that they would need to make to be competitive into next year.
Is making the playoffs languishing?
Do you give them, okay, so you just cited Tyler Kennedy saying they could. I think Tyler almost went so far as to say they would win their first round matchup.
He said they'd beat Boston.
Yeah, if they see.
Because Boston's had it on autopilot and cruise control.
Do you agree with that?
No, of course not.
Do you think making the playoffs is good enough?
No, of course not. And I was going to react to that, too. There's a lot of, on social media last night, like, it would be amazing if Sidney Crosby could, quote, take this team kicking and screaming into the playoffs. If he could drag this team into the playoffs, this carcass of a team, this poorly built team by Ron Hextall. And I do think it would be for Sid, it would be a small feather in his cap. It would only be small because there are much bigger feathers in there, like winning Conn Smythes and Hart trophies and Stanley Cup. So it would not measure up to that. It would be a really good season for him individually. But it would not be a season worth celebrating as a whole. Like, even though we're in year 16 going on year 17 of this, I don't think we should lower the bar to the point where if the Penguins just make the playoffs every year, we congratulate them for it. The coach, by that, if you believe in that, then you really don't think that Ron Hextall is doing that bad of a job. If all the goal is to make the playoffs and then take your chances.
They should have the highest standard of any team in this town right now still because of what they still have on hand. I mean, if you're going to congratulate them for continuing to make the playoffs, then like this last season, most recent season, should be like one of the few bad ones the Steelers have had. Make the playoffs, good enough. The Penguins still have a guy playing at near the peak of his powers against all odds. They still have a running buddy playing really well and a defenseman who, when he's healthy, still looks really good into his mid-30s. It's absolutely not enough to just make the playoffs. Like, last night frustrated me watching it for this reason. I imagine that what happened in that game, now granted, Cale Makar doesn't play, it's a pretty big deal for Colorado, but what happened in that game, the winning formula for the Penguins, is probably what their most ardent backers believe they would do most of this year. Your best player still sets the tone with just an absurd move where he just puts a poor guy, I would say on skates, but he was already on them, you know what I mean, and one mixtapes him as best you can on an ice rink, scores the opening goal. Then they get another one on the power play because that other guy, Jake Guentzel, displays the otherworldly hand-eye coordination he has.
And then the blind squirrel that is Jeff Carter somehow scored two goals.
And then you get what they would just call blanket statement, contributions from your bottom six, in this case from the most malign guy on the roster right now. They would probably have drawn that up and said, look, that's how we envisioned a lot of victories happening this season. Problem, they haven't been happening that way. The bottom six has been a wasteland. If you are going to tell me then that there is a plan in place, playoffs or not this year, to rectify all those problems, then maybe I'll pull back from the ledge on my Sidney Crosby take. But I don't see one happening.
I don't have a plan, but I'd rather watch him play for the Penguins than not. That's why I am against blowing it up. I told you the other day, I'm ballless on this.
And you really haven't found him yet.
And when I see things like that, it's just a reminder. See, Andrew, you were right about your take. You were so right about that because you don't want to see that player suit up in another uniform at any point in his career.
Even if trading him brought in such a return that it actually helped kickstart maybe the next wave of great hockey here?
If
Connor McDavid for Sidney Crosby straight up, you wouldn't do
that? Okay, yes, I would.
Okay.
But you gave me the one extreme.
Okay, I'm just
making sure. If the Edmonton Oilers called and said, we'll give you 10 first-round picks for Sidney Crosby, I'd say no.
Well, that'd be pretty stupid.
I wouldn't do it.
Because you have no balls and you
want
to watch
him play.
Because
I don't want him to play for another team.
Why?
That an absurd statement?
Why?
Because he's Pittsburgh sports royalty. Because he's one of the greatest players of all time, and he still is. He's not over the hill yet.
Did it truly affect Gretzky's legacy that he played for more than one team? In fact, played for a bunch?
I don't know. It probably hurt the feelings of those in Edmonton, although they did win a Stanley Cup after he left.
And they won a bunch with him there. I mean, Mario Lemieux obviously is an iconic person in this franchise's history, the iconic person. But I think that's in equal measure because he became the team's owner, not just because he actually only played here in his career. I just think that the one in this particular unique case, because he's done so much already and because I'm real skeptical that they're going to do what's necessary to surround him with what he needs to keep competing into his late 30s, early 40s, I would try to do right by the player here. And I am usually like doing right by the player in this case, too, hypothetically. If he would want out, if he didn't like the direction of things, might also be doing right by the team.
That's what I was just going to ask you next. What's best for the organization?
It might be, if he really wanted out, it might be both.
I'm asking you, though, in a purely hockey sense, what is best for the Penguins? To blow it up? You don't even know what his opinion is yet.
To the extent that I think this town is a superstar-driven town when it comes to that sport, and to the extent that the NHL's teams all need ticket sales to help spend to the cap.
So you agree with me?
I think that's one area where it's a big question mark.
So you agree
this
with
city,
me then?
This city in my lifetime has not proven that it will come out and watch a team that isn't comprised of or centered around one major or two major or even three major superstar-level players. I believe Bob Smizek once infamously said Pittsburgh is a bobblehead town, and he could have been talking about the way the Penguins are received when they are not full of very recognizable bobbleheads. That's about the only arena in which I agree with you, or at least start to sniff at agreement with you.
And we just talked about this with Roethlisberger yesterday. We took calls from people who said that they didn't want to see Ben in a San Francisco 49ers uniform. You've made the point countless times that Sid is more beloved than Ben in this town. So even if you could try to make the argument that it made more sense to move on from Sid and try to blow it up, you actually think that fans here would be receptive to it? Hell no. Going back to the ridiculous hypothetical that I created, I don't even think fans would want him traded for 10 first-round picks. They want to see him play out his entire career here, unless they start to get the sense that, oh man, he's about 50% of what he once was.
Well, then put him in the discard pile.
But he's not anywhere close to that right now, Chris. He's going to be the Tom Brady of hockey. He's going to play great until he's in his 40s.
So just in the 10 first-round picks hypothetical, what do people want? Set up for the future with a ton of premium draft capital, or watch it and potentially, because of that, have a chance to just start this thing again and have another uninterrupted run of 15 years of being very, very good, or watch one of the all-time greats in his waning years on a team that's whatever, doesn't win anything of substance, and is never really perceived as a big-time threat. Man, that would be, I don't know, that would be interesting to watch Penguins fans make that bargain. I just want to watch him fire backhands in every so often while a crap team circles around him. That's not what I want for the guy. Because I know at that point the guy would be like, what am I doing here?
Stop worrying about him. I'm piling up individual accolades. Think about what you want for yourself. Think about what Chris Mueller
wants
to watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.